Today we're talking about five perfect examples for INFJ math. What is INFJ math? Well, in the last couple of months, there has been a huge trend on girl math, then it was guy math, mom math, the list goes on and on. It's all about something that makes completely sense to you, but if people would look at you, they would ask themselves, how are you even surviving? Well, for us INFJs, there are some really great examples that make total sense to us, but everybody else looking at that will just ask themselves, how in the world have we gotten in life this far. Before we get started, I want to remind you the next INFJ Epic Life Bootcamp is launching January 27th, so make sure you're on that waiting list to get access to the early bird prize, download the free and updated 5 Pillars to an INFJ Epic Life poster, and I hope to see you all in our free and live masterclass here on YouTube January 27th. Everything you need to know you can find in the links in the description. Example number one. You as an INFJ have met somebody, you felt a connection, you actually had a connection, and afterwards, no matter what, you know that person. For us INFJs, we go through life and it seems like we've known this person forever. We know what their habits are, we know what their fears are, we know what their insecurities are. It's pretty much that we have this image exactly figured out of who that person is. Is that really accurate? Well, with time, we learn that most likely it's not. The moment you get to know that person, you figure out that a lot of the things that you assumed about that person are not really true. But that doesn't take away from the fact that we think like this over and over again. Why do we do that? Well, because we're right so often. Yes, there might be some things that are off here and there, and maybe those things are the ones that get us in trouble, but most of the time, we actually rely on our feelings because they have been true. We as INFJs are great at reading other people, and it works out 95% of the time. So although we as INFJs know that it makes sense, because it feels like this, it feels like the truth. I know this person, I know what they want, I know what they're afraid of, I know how I could help them, but please, as an INFJ, always double check with reality. Listen to your truth, it will work out most of the time, but also cross check your entire interpretations with real life evidence. And I promise you, you will use this INFJ math to a whole nother level, because now you're not going to be right only 95% of the time, but 99% of the time. And in those 5% in which we are wrong, that's where we get stuck. That's what we spend way too much time on that we could be spending on actually figuring out who fits our criteria, who makes sense for us, and how to use that in order to have a great connection in the future. Example number two. You as an INFJ have a great idea, maybe a business idea, and in your mind, it has already worked. You know exactly how to make it happen. You know exactly how it'll feel like. It is done in your mind. And because of that, why even try it? Because in the end, we just wanted to know that it works. This is a huge thing for INFJs, and every INFJ has experienced that. It makes so much sense in our mind. We have proven to ourselves that it works because it works in our mind. Yes, this is definitely INFJ math because nobody else is even going to know that you have this idea. And on top of that, they will look at us and say, what makes you think that this works out just because you've thought it through in your mind? Again, because we've done it so often, we've had ideas, and then if we put them in reality, they actually worked out. Because of that, we very often don't even want to take the steps to making it happen. What we have to take under consideration, though, is that there's always some kind of information that we will get only if we do it in real life. Taking action, making it happen in the real world, will always shatter our dreams to some extent. It will make them more real, it will make them more tangible, and it's definitely worth pursuing. So next time when you have a great idea, maybe a business idea, and it makes total sense in your mind, and you say, therefore, oh, I'm not interested in it anymore, try it out, do it, take a step, because then you'll have a completely new level of excitement. And the fun fact about it is that once you start taking action and you see the real world feedback, you will have even more ideas and more great things that you will come up with your INFJ mind that you would have never had access to if this idea only stayed in your mind. Example number three, you start a habit. And before you know it, you've proven to yourself that you can keep up with that habit. What do? You actually stop it. Why? Because you've already proven to yourself that you can. We as INFJs want to know that we can. So this is not just an idea. This is something that we do in real life. And it's based on things that we continuously do. Something we do once a week or something we do twice a day, whatever it may be. The thing though is that we as INFJs have to create externally observable facts, and not just once. We have to see results at some point, because for us as INFJs, distinguishing between what is in our mind and what is reality is extremely difficult. It feels the same. You know, people say in general, oh, you always, you know, create things twice, once in your mind and once in real life. But for us INFJs, it's even more extreme. There's barely any difference to us if we have proven to ourselves that we can do something than to actually going through with that. So this is another situation where we just have to take a step back. Understand, yes, INFJ math is a great thing here. It's great that I've proven to myself that I can do it. But if I really want that result, that can't be enough. I have to take action, not because I'm going to feel better, because I'm not going to get that high anymore of proving to myself that I can do it. I already felt that. But because I know I want to be somebody who actually sticks to their habits. I want to be somebody who makes my ideas reality. Because becoming somebody who keeps the promises they make to themselves is another high we will never ever achieve from just thinking about something. Because you will prove to yourself that you not only can, but actually are creating your INFJ epic life. Let's really take INFJ math to another level. Use INFJ math as a roadmap of, oh, I can do this. And now let's use real math, or how I like to call it, externally observable facts, to guide us into making things happen in the real world. You got what it takes. You already know you can. Now make it really happen. Don't be satisfied with just knowing it could work, because once you start taking action, you'll start to feel fulfilled on a completely new level. Example number 4, you identify with a song, a movie, maybe a letter you've written, and you feel like you're exactly that person, or you know exactly what that person is feeling in that moment. We as INFJs can get very emotional in situations like this, because we cannot distinguish between I'm feeling this or they're feeling this. We're actually becoming this person. And to us, there is no way to separate those two. It's like one and the same. This is incredibly weird for a lot of people who look at us, because they cannot understand how we can get that emotional from just absorbing another emotion that wasn't created by us. So what is our lesson here? Well, think about it like this. So first off, if it's about another person in the real world, please double check with what you're feeling. Ask yourself questions, because if you don't do that, you'll be more concerned with if they're hurting than if you're hurting. And you'll keep making mistakes and hurting yourself because you suffer so much for them and don't recognize how you're actually the one who continues to suffer for them. This is not your pain to carry. And on top of that, you're not helping anybody by experiencing the pain with them. So practice, have a journal, become more aware of your own emotions. For us INFJs, this is actually rather difficult. We can identify so well with others' emotions or with the atmosphere that was supposed to be created. We can pick that up so easily. But as a downside, we are very often oblivious of our own emotional states. How would I feel if I would see myself from a third person's perspective? Would I have empathy for me? Would I feel sorry for me? Would I feel my pain and my excitement for life and what I'm all about? Let's really practice this, because the more we become aware of our own emotional states, what excites us, what frightens us, what makes us happy and sad, we can then actually start taking action in order to improve our emotional state instead of completely ignoring it and just looking at who's experiencing what on the outside. Start with you first, and you'll see how that in itself will also have a positive ripple effect on everyone around you. Example number 5. You as an INFJ go to a party, a gathering, a big dinner maybe, and you're really excited about the atmosphere. You're happy, you're excited, you're in the moment, and you're enjoying it. What happens? 30 minutes later, your battery is on empty. You have nothing left to give. You're actually overwhelmed. How does that feel for an INFJ? Well, it feels like the party is over. There's nothing going to happen here anymore, so let's go home. Is this really something that others can understand? No, because it has absolutely nothing to do with what is really going on at that party, for example. Maybe the fun things are going to happen 3 hours later. Maybe they are happening in the next 5 minutes. But it has absolutely no effect on us INFJs, because the moment we have nothing left to give, the party is over. And no matter what will happen, it won't have a positive impact on us. So the lesson here is, please listen to yourself. Don't feel obligated to stay at a party for 3 hours. Don't feel obligated to stay at a dinner for longer than you want to, although you're very tired. Be very radical. If you want to leave after half an hour because your batteries are empty, leave at half an hour. What I've experienced over and over again is, if you have clear boundaries like that, people won't question it. You will have this indefinite back and forth of people trying to convince you, making you feel bad, you feeling ashamed for what you want, and it will just be a hassle and a vicious circle. The clearer you are of, I don't feel like it anymore, I'm gone, the sooner people are going to recognize that you're not changing your behavior. This is not up for debate. And then it's on them to decide, do they still want your company, maybe for half an hour, or do they not want it at all? And you'll see in most cases, people actually will appreciate having you there, even for a short amount of time. And you'll enjoy that time even more if you know that the moment you don't want to be there, you're out of there. You don't feel obligated, you don't feel ashamed, you don't feel guilty. That's who you are, that's how you like to spend your time, and that's exactly what we should be doing. Remember, our next INFJ Epic Life Bootcamp launches January 27th, so make sure to be on that waiting list to get access to the early bird prize. Download the free and updated poster on the 5 pillars to an INFJ Epic Life, and I hope I see all of you in our free and life masterclass here January 27th on YouTube. Everything you need to know, you can find in the links in the description. And if you want to watch another video now that is in alignment with today's topic, then check out the video you see on the screen right now. See you in the next one. Bye, guys.